This is Wade Bransky with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Nearly 40% of Americans are obese, compared to only 15% in 1975. Critics inside China are pointing out the absurdity that the penalty for rape can be as little as 3 years, but as 10 years for selling pornography. Senator Cindy Hyde Smith of Mississippi's public hanging comment and her refusal to apologize for it has now brought challenger and former Congressman Mike Espy within 5% in the polls. Because of red tape, the Agriculture Department has distributed less than $1 billion to farmers of the $12 billion in aid that President Trump had promised to offset the damage his trade war had done to them. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, in May 2017, one in five news reporters in the U.S. worked in the metro areas of New York, Los Angeles, or Washington. Michael Bloomberg, the billionaire former mayor of New York City, is donating $1.8 billion to Johns Hopkins University, his alma mater, to create a fund to enable more low and middle-income students to attend. Shoe Leather is a new database created by Sarah Byard, a journalist in Kentucky, to link local reporters with national news networks. Taylor Swift signed a new deal with Vivendi's Universal Music Group, and in an interesting stipulation, she forced the company to agree that if they sold their stock holdings in Spotify, the proceeds would be distributed to all musical artists at a better rate than paid out previously by the other major companies. Muslim critics in Indonesia have declared a fatwa against immunizations for measles and rubella because vaccines made with pork components are impure in their view, causing immunization rates to drop. Matthew Whitaker, the acting attorney general, was paid more than $1.2 million in the past few years by a group active in conservative politics that does not reveal its donors, according to financial disclosure statements released recently, along with other documents. The disclosure raised questions about who Whitaker's financial patrons had been before he joined the Justice Department last year and whether he might have any undisclosed conflicts of interest. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Bransky, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.